Hi, and welcome to another episode of Load, Life Over Anxiety-Driven Distractions. I'm your host, Sabrina Heidrich. I really hope that you're having a great day today and that you've remembered to invite God into it. So today I'd like to talk to you about knowing your shepherd. As followers of Christ, we know who serves as shepherd. It's our Almighty God. And we also know that as a faithful shepherd, he responds to our hardships, situations, and heartbreaks, all in a way that will only benefit us and uplift his kingdom. But although we may know this analytically or from what we've been taught, our human emotional responses don't always reflect the way that we should react biblically. When we respond to hardships, we are usually over emotional and we want the pain to disappear quickly, just as fast as it came into our lives. But this isn't the most effective way to approach or even honor feelings. So, what does it look like to honor feelings? Well, first, we have to acknowledge the fact that we are in a space that doesn't feel good, and that our emotional situation is in pain at the present moment. We're hurting. But what we also need to realize is that it's perfectly okay and encouraged to express this verbally to yourself. And if you don't want to speak it, at least say it in your head. But remember that the goal here is to acknowledge where you're at in your current emotional state. While you're honoring your feelings, make sure to also honor the one who gifted you with those feelings as well. And yes, feelings are a gift from the Creator. It's a built-in alert system to let us know when to run to him in times of trouble. When you share with God, you are inviting him into your circumstances, letting him know how you truly feel. And that can look like so many different things, such as sadness, disappointment, heartbreak, confusion, and even anger. You're simply sharing how you feel with your Creator, your shepherd. And the more you share with him about what's going on in your life and how you authentically feel about it, the more you'll get to know your shepherd on a personal level. Now, you may ask yourself, how am I getting to know someone by sharing what I'm going through or by sharing my personal information? Well, when you share your feelings with God, you'll get to experience how he responds to the circumstances that cause those feelings. And while he's responding to your situation, he'll show you how to respond to them as well. You'll begin to discover more and more how to magnify him more than your troubles, how to trust his decisions for your life, and how to wait on his perfect timing so that you can get through whatever it is that you're going through in a way that will turn the tides in your favor. We have to keep in mind that God never promised that life would be easy for us. As a matter of fact, he told us that we would experience the exact opposite. In John chapter 16, verse 33, God tells us that in him we may have peace and that in this world we will have trouble. Notice that the key word here is will. And he goes on to tell us to take heart, meaning don't worry, because he has overcome the world. So just by trusting and depending on your perfect shepherd through your storms, you are victorious. You see, it would be easy to keep going through life effortlessly if pain was often removed from us within an instant. But how would you be considered triumphant? How would you be crowned a winner if you were to have every single pain or disappointment snatched away from you so quickly? How would your character be molded, or how would you be able to grow from the rich soil of affliction? This type of growth is only possible when you allow God to walk you through your pain. Only then are you considered triumphant through your trials and tribulations. Now, I understand that relinquishing control of how we handle our lives and the task of making important decisions may sound easier said than done, but getting to know your shepherd through continual bonding is a surefire way to keep you on the right path. The more you build intimacy with him, the more you'll learn how to depend on him. Also keep in mind that our God is omniscient, meaning that he has all the answers to all the problems. He is a wise, all-knowing God, someone that you can trust with your fears, your disappointments, and your pain. Our relationship with him will always require for us to seek his guidance on a constant basis, not just here or there, or sporadically. Why? Because he's not a formula-based guide, meaning that if he worked something out for you in one way in the past, it doesn't mean that he'll do the exact same thing or work it out for you in the exact same way that he did before. If he did, then you wouldn't really need him much. You would just simply go through the motions of how he guided you the last time that you were in need. God is a type of shepherd that you are going to have to seek out, search, and get to know so that he can work things out for you in the ways that sometimes may seem unimaginable. It's also imperative to read the Word of God daily so that you can remain spiritually hydrated. If you think about it in terms of taking care of a plant, you're going to want to make sure that your plant receives adequate light, is fed plant food, and is watered frequently so that it can remain healthy and alive. If not, you'll notice that within a few days, the green, beautiful leaves that your plant once had are now brown and sickly due to a lack of nutrients that it so desperately needed to survive. So, just like that plant, when we remain in the Word of God, it provides us with all of the spiritual nutrients we need and keeps us divinely hydrated as we grow our relationship with him. When we become depleted and spiritually dehydrated, the pains of life will hit us harder, and we won't be able to handle or withstand most of what life throws at us. Even if you're only reading just a few scriptures a day, you are showing a commitment to improving your spiritual health. Along with reading the Word of God, you're going to also want to talk to God daily. And your conversations can be about anything and everything, especially things that are weighing heavy on your mind. Keep in mind that when we talk to God, it's important to give thanks to him first. Thank him for all of the things that are going right in your life and for all of the ways that he's provided for you and your loved ones. You can even start by thanking him for the very air that you're currently breathing. After giving thanks, you're going to move through the conversation with whatever lies heavy on your mind. God wants to hear all about it. Now, of course, it's not to say that he doesn't already know what's going on in your life. Remember, he's omniscient, and he keeps you at the very front of his mind because you are the apple of his eye. It's the act of sharing your heart that he cherishes the most. It signifies trust. The more you reveal and share everything with him, the more he'll reveal who he is to you. It's like opening different locked chambers to reveal more and more about who your shepherd is, how he responds to your situation, and how he loves you through each and every one of them. The more you invite God into your circumstances, the more you'll learn how to depend on him. You'll soon find that you will instinctively run to God when there's trouble, or even when you're having a great day, because Who doesn't want to share good news with someone who they're intimate with? You're growing a relationship with the one who created you, the one who loves you, and with the one that you follow, your shepherd. Well, family, that concludes today's talk. I want to thank you again for joining me for another episode of LOAD, Life Over Anxiety-Driven Distractions. Be sure to visit us online at load.org. And remember, your own life load doesn't always have to be so heavy. So let's make plans to meet here again on the lighter side of living. Take care.